I was going to ask you before with your other patient, the younger patient, but I'll bring it up here because I think it's relevant too, which is when you see a patient who now is diagnosed with metastatic triple negative disease, 61 years old, I think no family history. What kind of germline or somatic mutation workup do you think is appropriate at that point?
Well, in this patient, she actually was under the age of 60 when she was diagnosed. So she had germline testing then, which showed no mutations. But at 61, this is under the age of 60, there are a number of different series that have looked at patients who are tested. And if you have no family history and triple negative disease over the age of 60, the incidence of germline mutations, certainly in BRCA1 and 2, is very low. But, I think you have to individualize it based on the patient. And in general, the oncologic community has leaned more towards testing patients who have metastatic disease because we have the option of giving PARP inhibitors to patients who have germline mutations in BRCA1 and 2, even patients who are over the age of 60. That's not in our guidelines, mainly because the incidence of the mutations is so low. But in a patient who has, children, et cetera, I think at some point you really have to think about whether or not it's worthwhile doing some sort of testing, looking for also other germline mutations that may have a lower incidence of breast cancer associated with mutations, but still would be important for counseling.
So let me just clarify this because I think it is a very important practical point in the older patient, for example. And in an age where oncologists are looking for NTRK fusions and all kinds of other stuff that's not too common because we have good therapies, or at least somewhat effective therapies. Obviously, you mentioned PARP inhibitors. So for sure, BRCA germline, I'd say BRCA somatic. And then you get into the whole arena of like what I hear people calling different things, but DNA repair deficiency, which sometimes I hear people say, oh, they have that, let's try a PARP inhibitor. But what would you say about, forget 61, 70-year-old woman, no family history, if you do panel germline testing and, say NGS or something, what's the chance that you're going to find something you might want to try a PARP inhibitor in for metastatic disease? I'm talking about somatic mutations that people group under the DNA repair, all kinds of things I've never heard about, right. But there's a whole bunch of things like that.
Well, it actually, it's been easier with the use of NGS and, some drugs that are approved based, that are disease agnostic and, based on NGS, because if you get NGS, of course, you're getting the germline too. And so if you see a mutation, if you haven't gotten germline testing, you can go back and actually just look at the germline to see whether that's germline or somatic. So that actually gives us a way of doing testing, even though it falls outside of our general guidelines for just germline diffuse testing. You get any mutation there. The chance in a 70-year-old of finding something is relatively small. I think that we're certainly in the less than 10% category, and probably in a 70-year-old with triple-negative breast cancer, probably in the even less than that. I don't know that we have full data on metastatic disease looking at somatic mutations in triple-negative breast cancer. They're fairly uncommon, so you're really looking at a very small number. We also don't know what the efficacy is of these PARP inhibitors in patients who have somatic mutations or alternative germline DNA repair defect mutations. And that's being studied actually in a trial that we have within our Translational Breast Cancer Research Consortium that's being run by Nadine Tung in Boston. And I think really fascinating because, even for PALB, which involves BRCA, we don't have approval for PARP inhibitors. So hopefully we'll learn a lot more from that trial as well as others that are going on.